The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Wednesday the 27th of March. In your Squeeze today, One Nation and the NRA, charges against some of Australia's most senior journalists, Apple's product launch, and this week's 3-Minute Squeeze. This is your Squeeze today. Senior members of One Nation say they've been set up as video footage shows them discussing with America's National Rifle Association a plan to weaken Australia's tough gun laws in exchange for up to $20 million in support from the gun lobby. The figures we're talking about, Claire, are Steve Dixon, who is the leader of One Nation in Queensland and is running for the Senate in the upcoming federal election, and James Ashby, who is Pauline Hanson's chief of staff.
That's right. And Al Jazeera, which is the state-funded broadcaster from Qatar, they've been working on this sting operation for 3 years, it took them. They put a journalist, guy called Roger Muller, undercover to impersonate the boss of a fake pro-gun group called Gun Rights Australia. He then really got in with One Nation and with the NRA, and what turned out was an extraordinary two-part documentary series called How to Sell a Massacre.
And as you said, that one part of that documentary has gone to air. What's the insinuation about the changes that could happen?
What they're saying is that One Nation really was up for sale when it came to really getting funding in exchange for watering down our strict gun laws. And it's a longer term thing that really started with what the Howard government did after the Port Arthur massacre, and a position that seems to have become part of who we are as Australians. We're tough on guns. And it's one of those things that certainly the backlash yesterday was very focused on, to say, oh, you don't want to go wheeling and dealing in this space. And if you do, what's the political ramifications? And that, of course, is something that potentially could play out in the election.
Has Pauline Hanson had anything to say about this?
No, she hasn't. She was unwell yesterday, her people said, and she was unable to comment. But you can't imagine that that position's going to hold for long, no matter how ill she is today.
Moving on, over 30 of the country's leading news organisations and journalists have been issued a court date. They're charged with breaching a suppression order surrounding the conviction of Cardinal George Pell in December.
That's right. We're talking about people like today's Deb Knight, 2GB's Ray Hadley. They're pretty big names, but also the editors of publications like The Age, The Herald Sun, The Australian Financial Review. And what they're saying is that they didn't necessarily name Pell in that period between December when he was actually convicted, when Cardinal George Pell was actually convicted in court, and just a few weeks ago when that suppression order was lifted. What they're saying is that certainly in their private communications and also in their formal jobs, they alluded to his identity, and apparently that's enough to get them before a court.
And to our daily update on Brexit, Theresa May's now lost control of the parliamentary process.
And what that means, it all sounds very dire.
Tell me what that means.
what that means is that the parliament can now take that whole legislative route down a whole pathway that the government necessarily might not have wanted. So that could be things like in the next day or so having votes about softening Brexit, about actually amending the deal that, of course, would then need to be taken back to the European Union. There's also suggestions that there could even be another referendum. So the one thing that seems certain is that the people who want a harder Brexit, or who want a, you know, a really sort of firm break with the European Union, won't really like what's about to happen, and that's because they don't have the numbers. The Labor Party there and plenty of others who have a stronger in numbers look like they're going down a path of watering down that exit. So, yeah, until tomorrow. Well, no
exactly,
doubt.
Exactly, until tomorrow. That's what I was going to say.
Have more to say then, no doubt.
Yeah. The insurance bill for a number of weather events over the past few months is $2.2 billion.
We're just talking about three weather events of really since December. The hailstorm in Sydney, of course, one of our colleagues had a car written off for that. She will be in this insurance bill.
She will.
Victoria's Bunyip bushfires, which were big ones only 2 or 3 weeks ago. And then you've also got that massive rain dump that went through Townsville and central Queensland in February. So it's just those three events that total up to that $2.2 billion insurance bill. And then, of course, you've got to add cyclones Trevor and Veronica to that cost. Yeah. And it's been a devastating few months for a lot of people and a lot of businesses.
Yeah, as far as Cyclone Veronica goes, there's been plenty of flooding up and around Port Hedland, but that cyclone's been downgraded. We alluded to this next one on Monday. Apple has unveiled some of its plans at its product launch yesterday. There's a newspaper and magazine subscription package and an Apple credit card, plus a big push into video streaming, Claire. That's what's sort of stealing the headlines.
Yeah, and original content. So we're talking about people that were there really backing it in, like Steven Spielberg, Oprah, Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell, all sorts of really big names. Of course, it's a pitch for the company's future with their smartphones, devices, all those sort of things, the sales of those stagnating a bit. So really it is a push for what their future looks like, and certainly it's an interesting one. The market wasn't really that happy with it though.
No.
Its shares were down at the end of the day, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're not happy with what they're doing. It just means that their models have sort of got all sorts of inputs into it that really looks at what they think future announcements might look like. And now that they've got the information, they'll make their models sort of dance accordingly.
And our 3-minute squeeze this week is with Catherine Gross, who runs a business called 12 Wealth. She's a financial advisor.
She is, and she was the person that I went to right in the very early days to, you know, get a company set up and, you know, find an accountant and just do all those practical things that it takes to get a business started. And she's particularly focused on helping women, particularly women that are going through changes in their lives, whether it's, you know, big career changes like the one we've taken or splitting up with partners.
We asked her about her tips for taking the plunge to start a business, and her answer was, be prepared to be poor for 3 years minimum.
Yeah, minimum. I'm wondering. And then I see she dropped the number 3 to 5 years as well. It's like, oh, gee.
What's the subject line?
The subject line today is Billy Joel's song, Because You Had to Be a Big Shot, Didn't You? And if anyone watched any of that footage from James Ashby and Steve Dixon strutting around NRA conferences, they were really talking themselves up and their ability to be able to affect Australian politics. So, yeah, they certainly were big shots, that's for sure.
Thank you so much for listening to the Squeeze Today podcast. As we always say, if you read the email every day this week, you'll go in the draw to win $100 to spend at Woolworths. Have a great Wednesday, and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.